It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. In the Libyan capital of Tripoli, a series of NATO airstrikes echoed through the city yesterday. The Libyan government claimed there were civilian casualties, but offered no proof. In fact, an official tour of the bombing sites for journalists did not go as the government planned. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro has this report.
After getting lost in the city, we finally arrived at Tripoli's university. The library windows had been blown out in one of the blasts, leaving shards everywhere. Sami Rigai was in the building when it happened.
This was a loud explosion. It was like an earthquake, I swear to God. It was like an earthquake and just blew all the glasses away on us.
Other than the windows, though, the damage was pretty minimal. The government minders told reporters that the civilian university was the target of the bombing raid. But it didn't take long for some of us to discover what had really been hit. Two of us were taken to the nearby roof of another building. One man pointed to a position close to the university where we could see smoke rising from a cluster of trees.
We've just been shown that there is a military base just over the hill, and we can see some damaged artillery in the distance.
But as soon as the first man showed us the clearly visible anti-aircraft gun and radar equipment that's been damaged, the other man who's with us jumps in to censor him and tells us,
It's a park, he's saying.
Okay.
A residential neighborhood with parks.
Other reporters, though, had also been able to film the military site right next to the university walls. And clearly, the minders weren't happy about that either.
So if you brought us this place to film, why do you want to take the pictures away?
That's the BBC reporter trying to get his confiscated memory card back. And CNN also had a camera and a phone taken away after they filmed the bombed military installation. The trip ended, as all these trips do, with paid supporters of the regime. We recognized a few of them from previous so-called spontaneous demonstrations, shouting their support of Muammar Gaddafi. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Tripoli.